ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿಚನಾದ ಶ್ರೀ ಗದಾರಾಶಿ ಗೌಡಾಕ್ಷರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೌರವ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕರುರಾರಿಜಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನಾಮಿ ಆನಂದ ಗರಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವರಿ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇದಿಕಾ ದಾದಾ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರವ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಪಾಸಿ ನಿರ್ಮುಕ್ತಿರಸ ವಿಷ್ಣೋತ್ಸವ
ವಿಷ್ಣುಂಕರಾಂದರ್ಶನೋತ್ಸವ
Translation, having been released from the nooses of Yamaraj's servants, the Brahmana Anjaneya, now freed from fear, came to his senses and made offered obeisance to the Vishnu Devas by bowing his head at the lotus feet. He was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life in the hands of the servants of Yamaraj. Wherefore, Vaishnavas are also Vishnu Devas because he carried out the orders of Krishna. Lord Krishna is very eager for all the conditioned souls rotting in this material world to surrender to him and be saved from material pangs in this life and punishment in hellish conditions after death. Vaishnava therefore tries to bring conditioned souls to their senses. Those who are fortunate like Ajamya are saved by the Vishnu Dutas or Vaishnavas, and thus they return back home back to God. Translation, having been released from the nooses of Yamaraj's service, the Brahmana Ashram, now freed from fear, came to his senses and made an offer of obeisances to Vishnu Dutas by bowing his head at the lotus feet. He was extremely pleased by their presence, for he had seen them save his life in the hands of the servants of Yamaraj. So here Ajamil is described as a Brahmana who had been freed from the nooses of the Yamadutas, and who had his fear destroyed, and who returned to his senses, so to speak, from his bewilderment due to the prostitute. So that all happened because he happened to hear the conversation between the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas. And the Vishnudutas glorified the chanting of the name. So the presence of the Vishnudutas eradicated the bewilderment of Ajamil, in spite of the fact that for many years of his life he had fallen under this bewilderment. So here he offers his respects by bowing his head down before the Vishnudutas. And he was very pleased to see them. So he underwent a transformation. Previously he was sinful, and then due to the association of the Vishnudutas, here we find that he has altered himself, and he offers his respects to the Vishnudutas. Previously, when he was a Brahmana, it's not described what his activities were, so we can assume that he was not particularly a Vaishnava, a simple Brahmana. And here we find that he offers respects to the servants of Vishnu with great respect and happiness. So he has become a follower of the Supreme Lord, or a Vaishnava, as a result of this association. Of course, we can argue that he became a devotee because of his fear of death. That, of course, is acceptable, because we know from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna accepts those who approach the Lord for material reasons, those who are suffering or whatever. They can also approach the Lord, and the Lord accepts them. So this is a case of, let's say, of that, as well as illustrating the fact of the power of chanting the name accidentally. It also illustrates the fact that even if one approaches the Lord or the devotees because of fear of death or pain or punishment, hellish punishment, still, the Lord accepts that person. This is not the highest type of devotion. This is mixed devotion. Nevertheless, it is acceptable. It is rarer to find a person who approaches the Lord purely. Most people in the material world will approach the Lord with some sort of motive or desire, but still the Lord accepts that. So here's an example of Ajamil approaching out of fear and misery. And of course, he got the direct association of the Vishnudutas, who are pure devotees of the Lord. So this was some very great honor. Nevertheless, even if he had just chanted the name of the Lord accidentally, the same effect will take place. Even if the Vishnudutas did not come, the Yamadutas would not be able to touch him, because he had no sin. So the added feature of the Vishnudutas appearing, of course, extra mercy, and by this, Ajamil actually became a devotee of the Lord. If he had just chanted the name of the Lord accidentally, he may not have become a devotee so quickly. Here we see that he became completely joyful and devoted as a result of hearing and seeing the Vishnudutas and their hearing the conversation with the Yamadutas. So he has progressed very quickly because of the mercy of these the devotees of the Lord. So though chanting accidentally is good, it is not necessary to produce devotion. Of course, that is expected over a long period of time. But actually, the cause of devotion is association with devotees, not just the accidental chanting of the name. So along with the chanting of the accidental chanting of the name, if one gets association of devotees, then that is very good fortune. One can at that time become a devotee, Vaishnava. So we see here that that's what happened with Ajana. He got the association of Vishnuchars, and then he's offering his respects here to those servants of the Lord. This is also a type of bhakti, to serve the Vaishnavas. And we see that later on he recovered, and then he got association of more devotees, and he practiced devotion in Haridwar. And eventually he became completely filled with bhakti, and he was qualified to become Vaikuntha. So very, very quickly he advanced from this miserable stage of committing sinful activities to perfecting himself. So one step was chanting accidentally, but the other was the association of devotees. That is even more important. So without that association, still one cannot really advance. So though accidental chanting is good, one still needs the association of devotees. This will actually create the perfection. So therefore, in this example here, we should understand that the association of the Vishuddhutas is very powerful because they're the orders of the Lord, and therefore he was able to recover himself and offer respects in this way. Due to this, then he was able to advance. So offering his respects in this way was his first sign of devotion. Vandanamusi is one of the angas of devotion. So therefore, he advanced by that. He actually was not supposed to die at that time. Due to his sinful activities, somehow his life was somewhat shortened. But due to his chanting in the name again and the intervention of the Vishnudutas, his lifespan reached its normal length again. So therefore he recovered from this and he was able to perform devotional service after this point. So in this way he was very, very fortunate to get the association of Vaishnavas at this time and later on as well.
Here in this case, the Vaishnavas, actually in the sense of association, they give no instructions or anything. They just present in front of them. The Vishuddhas were just present in front of Ajanta. They didn't give any...
They spoke. They spoke to the Yamadutas. Shorten our life. If you become an alcoholic and you drink too much, you can get liver disease and die ahead of your time. Or if you suddenly decide to suicide, you can do that. If you're very careless, you can do so many things and you can die that way also.
I don't know. அது வந்து ஒன்று என்ன பண்ணலாம், என்ன பண்ணலாம்னாக்க மாயப்பட்டியில் ஓடிட்டு
Thank you.